today, if you were to call Israel a colonial enterprise, right, you would probably be kicked out of your synagogue. You would be censured by the American Congress, right? You could be penalized at some kind of university. But if you go back and read early Zionist writers, Theodor Herzl, the most important founder of political Zionism, Vladimir Jabotinsky, the founder of revisionist Zionism, which is Benjamin Netanyahu's own tradition, they use this term frequently and positively to describe what they're doing. Herzl writes to Cecil Rhodes, the arch-imperialist of Southern Africa, and says, we're involved in a common enterprise here, right? Because for them, colonialism meant bringing progress and modernity to a backward part of the world and taking control over it from the populations that were there, because a population from a more advanced civilization could use the territory better. David Ben-Gurion, Israel's first prime minister, said, this cannot be a truly Jewish state unless it has a roughly 80% Jewish majority, which was actually the state that Israel would have been given under the UN was far, far less than that. So you had to carry out mass ethnic cleansing. In Jewish communities, people tend to say this only began when the Arab countries invaded in May 1948. It's not true. Haifa and Jaffa, for instance, the largest Palestinian populations, were ethnically cleansed before May 1948 because it was impossible to create a Jewish state. There were simply too many Palestinians there, so you had to clear them off in order to create a large Jewish majority where Jews controlled the land. That's how Israel was created. In Jewish tradition, as I understand it, you start with the sanctity and the dignity of the individual, and that is paramount. And then a state must be evaluated. Its legitimacy is dependent on how it treats the individual. So again and again, we are required to say that we believe Israel has a right to exist as a Jewish state. No. The children of Gaza have a right to exist. They have a right to live. Their lives are of infinite value. And the question you ask about the structure, the political system of any state is that state guaranteeing that right to life and that right to flourish? And if it's not, if it's failing radically, if it's destroying those lives, then you have to think about reconstituting the state in a more ethical way.